You're listening to SBS News.
Socceroos coach Graham Arnold joins me now to discuss his selections. Graham, thanks for your time tonight. Tell me, how difficult was it to settle on your final 26 names?
Yeah, look, it's been a difficult 3 months having to, watch the players from abroad and monitoring the players every week. And I've had my sports science department out. They've been travelling the world and connecting with the clubs, and my physio has been travelling around Europe, and he still is at this moment in time. So, making sure that we got the right energy, the right belief from the players, but also making sure that they fit into the family environment of the Socceroos is crucial.
Garang Kuol is a name that excites a lot of people, and I'm sure including yourself. What sort of impact do you think he can have on the biggest stage of all?
Yeah, look, it's an impact player is one of those type of people and one of those players. The most positive thing with Garang is obviously you see on the field he's what talent he has, but what he brings to the game. But it's also his mentality. When I had him in the camp against for the New Zealand games, you saw him against Barcelona. He has absolutely 100% belief in what his qualities are, and when he goes onto the field, that's what he does. And no doubt everyone is looking and excited to see Garang, and knowing that he brings a great impact off the bench, and that will be his role here. He's being that impact player off the bench and bringing that energy into the team.
And quite a few players have had in and out seasons with injury and club selection and form, and of course this World Cup being mid-season has never happened before. So how will you manage that when the players all arrive in Qatar?
Yeah, look, this is a unique World Cup, obviously. We don't get the normal preparation of three and a half weeks to actually have a say in their physical status. But, with only 7 days leading, it's what they're doing at their clubs. And obviously people will say, there's some players there that haven't had that game time, and Harry Suter and Kai Rowles coming off the back of injuries. But our communication with Hearts and Stoke has been, with their medical staff, has been great, and they're giving us a very positive reports back on the boys. I'm speaking to them as well. And, and these type of things, these type of occasions, sometimes you've got to take these risks. And when I say risks, I know these players very well, in Kai and Harry. I know their mentality, and they're the type of people that, it doesn't matter if they had to walk into a boxing ring, they would be ready tomorrow. And, Harry and Kai have just got such a strong mentality, and, again, with the communication we've had, they're ready to go.
And just finally, Graham, what's it like for you personally as well? You've got to make these difficult calls, and then you've actually got to make the difficult calls and tell these guys that they're in or they're out. What's that experience like for you as the coach?
Yeah, look, it's quite horrible, to be honest. When you work with people for 4.5 years, you reach the pinnacle, which is obviously getting to the World Cup, which in my view is just not enough. Yes, it's great that we've qualified, but I expect more. But, I've had to sit on the phone over the last 24 hours and having to tell players why I haven't selected them. And it's the worst part of coaching is that, but it's important. I do believe mentally for the players that I personally, explain to them why they haven't been picked. And it's always hard. And you look at a 26-man squad, and it's basically two players for every position in the whole nation. And but it's what I truly believe in, and it's the players that I believe in and have that trust in that they'll go out there and do a great job for the nation.
Well, Graham, thank you very much for joining us on SBS tonight.
Thank you.